This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
I'm not really sure what's going on. At the same time, certain scriptures and themes have really been highlighted, and also the importance of prayer in this house. And I was so glad that David shared about David Sally shared about prayer last Sunday. And if you didn't hear the message, I encourage you to get a hold of it and listen to it. And when I was talking to David, he actually shared in prayer that how he got saved in a church had nothing in it, just a dirt floor, benches, and nothing, no sound equipment, nothing like that. And his whole intention was to go in there and cause trouble, stir up. He went with a group of people, and that all the people in there were just praying on their faces, praying, weeping, crying out to the Lord, singing. And he came in, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He could not do what he wanted to do, and he knew God was there, and that was where he got converted. And he talked about often, you know, go to church, and as far as prayer is concerned, it's like walking through a cemetery. It's so quiet. You know, you keep quiet in a church. And he really challenged us about, do we really know how to pray? And I think we've got to learn. You know, Lord, teach us to pray as Jesus prayed. And one of the things he said was that the church should be like a labor ward. And I just love that. The Mauritian ladies, when they give birth, they tell them to yell. Start shouting. I love that. Start shouting. God's there. So anybody want to give birth this morning, start shouting. And I think about Paul. You know what Paul the Apostle said? He said, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. It's all about him. So, I believe we're about to enter into the greatest manifestation of the glory and the power and the love and the mercy and grace of God that the world has ever seen. We're about to enter into it. But you know, and when you read the book of Revelation, a lot of people read Revelation and think it's all about what the devil's going to do. But do you realize Revelation is about the Lord Jesus Christ? There's going to be such a manifestation of the glory of God that's going to hit this world that has never been seen before. God said, as surely as I live, well, what a promise, as surely as God lives, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you, it's going to be through the church. The church is his body. It says in the book of Ephesians that what God is trying to build up this church, his body, until we all come to the maturity of Christ, until we all grow up into the head, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's when there's going to be such a manifestation. Romans 8 says the whole world is groaning. It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know, there's prophecy, there's words in the Old Testament that said that deliverers will come out of Zion. Well, hang on, Jesus is the deliverer, yes. And we are in him. We are Christians. You know, that was a mocking term. They were little Christs. Deliverers will come out of Zion. God's, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you and it's upon me. He has anointed you. He has anointed me. And he said to you, go and heal the sick. Go and lay hands on them and pray for them and they will be healed. Go and preach deliverance to those who are captive. Tell them, be free in the name of Jesus. Because it's the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. And I don't want the church to be robbed of what it is called to do, because we've got our focus on this little devil who's throwing a tantrum because he's going to be cast out of heaven. That is where our heritage is. He's going to be cast out of heaven. He's going to come down to the earth and he is going to have a terrible tantrum. He is going to have a terrible rage because he knows his time is short, very short. Yes, he's going to chuck a fit. He's going to do all those things. And the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. But who here is an inhabitant of the earth? Our citizenship is in heaven. We have come to Mount Zion, to an innumerable company of angels in joyful assembly, to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn. That's where we've come. That's who we are. That's why it says in the Old Testament, deliverers will come out of Zion. Behold, darkness will cover the earth, deep darkness of people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. I don't want to give the devil any attention. I don't want to get, yes, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. Well, he can't devour you if you are standing in Christ Jesus. He can't touch you because you are in him. I'm in him. I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away. You know, I was thinking of these old songs. I used to sing, I'm one with my Saviour, a branch of the vine. I'm raised up with Jesus to new life divine. I'm seated with Christ and all power is mine. And the devil is under my feet. The devil is under your feet. Get up. And the devil is under your feet. He's under my feet. He is an awesome... Oh, you can sit down. My right leg's not shaking anymore, you know. I don't know what to think about all that, but anyway, I better just do. And God is wanting us to arise. If you read Revelation 1, 2, 3, what's he dealing with? He's dealing with the churches and he's dealing with the issue of the lamps. That's what he's dealing with. He's the high priest amongst the lamp. And so light, isn't it? That's where we shine. That's where the glory is. Jesus is the light of the world. And he said, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. A while back, I talked about the day of the Lord. And it was probably a bit scary. Talking about what was going to happen, the scripture says, woe to those who desire the day of the Lord, because it's going to be darkness and destruction. But I want to go to a passage of scriptures, Isaiah 21. If you've got your Bibles, turn there. Isaiah chapter 21. And verse 11. Yeah, verse 11. And there's a very strange prophetic word here. The burden against Juma. He calls to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? You know, the watchman's supposed to call out every certain time, tell him what hour of the night it is. And the watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire. Return, come back. You know what that tells me? He says there's a day coming that's going to incorporate both dark night and day. That's pretty strange. How does that work out? Well, the Bible tells us very clearly. Jesus said, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. 2 Peter, he says that we need to pay very careful attention to the more sure prophetic word. As to one that, listen, no, I need to read it, otherwise I'll quote it wrong. I need my glasses. No, here it is. 2 Peter chapter 1. He's talking about when he went up the mountain and saw the glory of the Lord, saw Jesus transfigured before them. And we heard his voice, verse 18, which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as to a light that shines in a dark place. What's the dark place? The dark place is the world. The whole world is in darkness. As to a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Who's that? It's Jesus Christ. Thessalonians says that we are not children of the night. We're not children of darkness, but we're children of light. We are children of the day. So when it says in Isaiah 21, watchman, watchman, what of the night? And he says, the morning's coming, also the night. Well, the devil, let him do his stuff, but darkness has never comprehended the light. It's never been able to overwhelm the light. God will manifest his glory. And in fact, it says that Jesus is the light of the world. His life is the light of all men. And he says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. But everyone who loves the light and is open to have whatever they do plainly shown before God will come to the light and receive that healing in him. And so we're going to see the greatest ingathering harvest that has ever been. There's so many people in the world today. God is shaking everything. You know, we had that prophetic word last week. He's shaking everything, but we are not shaken. The night's coming, but we are not afraid because the day is coming. In fact, it's already here. I'm already walking in the light. No wonder Romans says it's high time that we wake up. Those who sleep, sleep in the night, don't they? That's when you go to sleep. But we are not of the night, so don't go to sleep. Wake up. It's high time that we should awake and cast off every work of darkness. That's what it tells us to do. Cast it off. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Cast it off in the name of Jesus and start following him. You know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to compromise and say, I want to do both. I want a foot in either camp. And we juggle our lives and wonder why we're not happy in the Lord, wonder why we're not happy in the world, because we're juggling it. We're going to use the things of this world to see people brought to Jesus Christ. But you and I should be shining like a light in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That's what the Bible says. The last church that was dealt with, and I believe it's prophetic of the end time church, with the Laodicean church. And they had so much. And look at us. We've got so much. So much. They had so much wealth, so much to the point that they said, we have need of nothing. We can do our lives. We don't even need God. We don't need man. We don't need God. We've got everything we need. And that God said to them, you don't even know that you are wretched, you are blind, you are pitiable, you are naked. And he counseled them. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was one of the things he counseled them to do was to obtain from him eye salve, to anoint their eyes with eye salve that they might be able to see. And that's my prayer this morning, that God will anoint our eyes as we read this word. I opened up the Bible and what did I find? A black and white portrait of a king who's a friend of mine. It's all about Jesus Christ and what he wants to do in the world today. And I believe eyes are going to be open. He wants you to lift up your eyes and see there's a harvest field that is ripe. I don't know whether your experience is you might looked out the harvest field and tried it and you've come, you know, made some mistakes or been rejected. And so you don't see it quite that way anymore. But I tell you, it is ripe. People are hungry and thirsty for the presence of God. They're going to come streaming into this place when they find out the presence of God is in this place. And I've said it before, often we come to church to, oh, God bless me, but come filled. Come to this place praying. And one of the things I want to do, and I haven't really spoken to anybody about it, but I want one of the first things to be of a priority and seen by everybody in this house is it's all about prayer. I know we pray out there in in the beginning of the service. You know what I would love is that when people come in here, before we've even started the service, we're on our faces praying. And I want to tell you something, that we need to acknowledge the presence of God. He is an awesome God. When people come into his presence, they can't even stand. John, when he saw him, he fell like a dead man. Daniel saw him, fell like a dead man. No more breath in him. That's what should be our attitude. So we're not just, you know, carrying on. And there's nothing wrong with that, talking about daily life. But what I would like, when we come into this house, that we tread carefully. Tread acknowledging the Lord. That doesn't mean there's not times for joy, because there is. But when we're praying, we're addressed. Prayer is all about God. The attention's on him. Just imagine if we're all chatting away and doing our own thing, and say the Prime Minister walks in. Wouldn't we change our attitude? And he's nothing. How much more the King of Glory? That's what I'd like. That's the vision I want us to catch. That this place is filled with people on their faces praying. It's a labour ward. Maybe there's a lot of noise or weeping, crying, praying, asking God, praising him. But that's what I want to see in this place. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nation, all people. And they're going to stream, because they're going to hear that God's in this house, that he heals, that he saves, that he delivers. And they want to taste and they want to see him and touch him. Thanks, Adam, for playing there. Really appreciate it. Can we all just stand and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, where we have, just by being flippant at times, not regarded your presence or taken lightly that you are with us, we just say sorry, Lord. Lord, I just think of times I've done that, and I'm sorry, Lord. I want to be one that treads carefully in your house. Lord, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of our heart would be acceptable to you. Because, Lord, this is your house. Each one of my brothers and sisters here is your house. Lord, where I've spoken against a brother or a sister, I repent and I ask your forgiveness and I ask for your cleansing, Lord. Where I've had an attitude towards a brother or sister, Lord, that's not right, I repent and ask, Lord, for your cleansing and healing. Lord, that I would be like Jacob and say, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is where heaven is open and comes down on earth. Lord, I pray, open our eyes to see that clearer and clearer and clearer every day. Lord, so that all our words, our attitude, everything we do will be to your glory, and that men and women will be saved and come to know you. We ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and we give you all the glory and all the praise. Everybody said?
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.